Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. I hope you're having a terrific Thursday night. It is a little chilly in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but you know we are here. I'm excited about the holiday season. I want to say happy, happy holidays to everyone, and I hope everyone has a merry, merry Christmas and a prosperous new year. I am excited and I'm thrilled and I'm just so elated to be on the air once again. I'm on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so please tell your friends about the show. I have a great following and I want to say thank you to those people who have been following the show. This is your first time tuning in. Thank you as well. We're going to have an awesome show tonight because we're going to talk about love and about this season that we're in. So I hope that you are ready and that you can sit back and relax. We only have about a 20-minute show tonight because I've been busy today. But, you know, even with being busy, I have to stay on my course, stay on my schedule, and I love what I do, so I never want to miss doing my show if I can. I had a previous engagement, but I made it to the line just in time so I could come on tonight and share a little bit with you. I love my show because I get the opportunity to express myself, but also to inspire others, to mentor to those that need it, to give a little bit of hope. I hope to those who are maybe discouraged during this holiday season, but most of all, I get to share some love, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So our show is all about love and how we're going to spend these last few days of the holiday season as we go into 2013, be the Lord and the Lord is willing that we see that new year coming. How are we going to interact with our family and our friends? And I talk about on the show many, many times because the show is Issues Concerning Women. But I focus on women, but women are involved in everybody's life, whether it's their husbands and boyfriends and significant others and their children and their siblings and their parents, their coworkers. We have a plethora of people that our lives are involved in. But I always want you to know that the show is not just about the bad things that happen in life. Sometimes we think that when we hear it's concerning women, we're thinking, oh, my goodness, it's, you know, something bad or horrible or bad experiences. But there are good experiences that we go through as well. And during the holiday season, I talk about love and how it makes us feel and how we need to reconnect to those that are important to us. So that's what the show is about tonight. So get ready, sit back. If you want to call in, if you have a comment or a question, the number is 1-347-826-7543. If it's past the show time, you know that you're in the archives and you cannot call in, but you definitely can call in on the following show as we prepare for the holiday season. There may be a little few changes, but I will try to post those on Facebook. If you're not a friend of mine on Facebook and you're not following me, you can just go to Francine Humphrey on Facebook and you can see who I am and see some of the things that we're doing. I sent out a post yesterday or the day before about hope, and you have to have a plan. And if you have a plan and God is in your plan, then you definitely can bring your plan to fruition. And you definitely can do some things that you've always wanted to do, but you have to plan them out, and you have to know where you want to go, and you have to operate in love and in understanding and in truth and in wisdom. I know that it's hard sometimes for us to be truthful with ourselves, first of all, and then we definitely can't be truthful with others. But I want you to think about that tonight. Think about who you're loving, who's loving you, who you need to reach out to, who you need to connect to, and give that person a call or a text. Send them a card. I love to get my mail during the holiday season. I love mail all during the year. I don't know about you, but that shows me that you took the extra step and that you really were thinking about me when you take the time to send me a card. I love the e-blast cards and all that. Love all of that because I'm just that kind of girl. But to get to open a letter and to get a card and with a special note from somebody, that's taking the extra step to show me how much you love me and how much you care about me. If you're an acquaintance or a business associate or we fellowship together, that means so much to get that card. So as we're talking about love tonight, think about who you can send a message of love to. Who can you change their day and make them feel better and put a smile on their face? Because we don't know what everybody's going through. We're not in their homes. We're not with them 24/7. But, you know, this is a hard time for a lot of people. I was in a little mini mall today, and a gentleman came up to my car. Actually, he scared me because I wasn't expecting him to be there. And it wasn't that he looked out of sorts or anything, but it was just when I looked up, I was looking down getting my purse situated to start my car, and I looked up, and he was just standing there. And I was like, so I cracked my window, and I was like, you know, hello, you know. And he said hello, and, you know, we talked briefly for a second, but he was there because the shelter that he sponsors has run out of food. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we're busy and that we have a lot going on, but this is the season of love and the season of giving. So if you can, check with your church and your local food banks and see if there's some way that you can help. If that's what you want to do during this holiday season, you want to give back to the community, that's a great way to give. You don't need to know who the food goes to, that just that the food is going to be donated to those that are in need. And this particular gentleman, I have the information, and it's on. It's in Chesapeake on Greenbrier Road. I don't have it in front of me, but I'll try to post it on my next show, or I will post it on Facebook. But he has a food bank, and they have run completely out of food, and so he, you know, was looking for donations. And of course, you know, we want to give when we can, and we still need to know that we're giving to a good cause and that our money is going to be used here in the community. This morning, I actually had the privilege of being a table captain for the Ergo League of Hampton Roads, where I was able to meet some wonderful people, invited some friends of mine over, new friends, old friends, to come and sit with me at the table as we prepare for the new year coming up and helping doing our community services. So if you're feeling in the mood, and this is the season of love again and the season of giving, and you want to give to a great cause, pick a cause of your choice. Give something to the homeless shelters or one of the women's shelters and their men's centers. All of these places need our help because we are about loving each other. And I know that, you know, we're in such a hurry all the time, and we're busy, and we're hustle and bustle. But just slow down for a minute. Think about what you want to do for the new year. Make a plan, and then, you know, just move forward with it and help somebody else and help somebody in need, because that's what the season is all about. It's all about loving and giving. So I found this poem, and I love this poem, and I know that you know it. I study Dr. Wayne Dyer all the time, and when, you know, whenever I can get my hands on his books, I, just an advocate for reading. I'm fascinated by his way of thinking and about the way that he sees things. And I don't know if you know him, but he's all the time comes on PBS channel. And if you can get one of his books or one of his tapes, I think you really would enjoy it. But I found this poem in this book, and I know you're going to know it. As soon as I start to say it, you're going to remember it, and I think everybody knows this poem. How do I love thee? How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach, when feeling out of sight for the ends of being an ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's Most Quiet Need by Sun and Candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use. In my old griefs, with my childhood faith, I love thee with a love I seem to lose. With my lost saints, I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And I knew as soon as I said, how do I love thee, I know that your response would be, let me count the ways. This poem I read many, many years ago is well-known. Elizabeth Barrett Browning is an English poet, and she's the wife of poet Robert Browning. And her themes embrace her broad humanitarian interests. She's all about love and faith and reflects on her journey as a woman and her love for her husband. So I thought this would be the perfect poem to read tonight because we're talking about love. This sonnet by Elizabeth Browning is perhaps the best known one, as I stated before, and it is a romantic love poem, and it was written for her husband. And it's fabulous, you know, the way that she expressed herself just in these few short lines, you know, how much she loved him. And, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to be in love. And the story of Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning, and a major poet, is one of great love and is one of the greatest love stories of all time. These two sensitive poets were united in love through their poetry before they even met each other. Elizabeth had published in 1844 her second volume of love poetry, which was well received in London literary circles. In January 1845, she received a letter from the highly regarded poet Robert Browning, which read, I love your verses with all my heart, dear Miss Barrett. I do, as I say, love these books with all my heart, and I love you too. And, you know, it's a great, great story, and if you ever get an opportunity to study her works, and, you know, they finally, they get a chance to meet, and they fall, they have a courtship, and, you know, fall in love, and they get married secretly, and she had some, you know, issues, and, of course, we all do, and but it's a wonderful, wonderful story, and I believe they had one child, but, you know, when I think about love and romantic love and, you know, it gives you goosebumps when you think about somebody loving somebody from something that they wrote, somebody that they had never met before. And, you know, it's everybody wants everything fast these days. I mean, you know, we want to fall in love or we want fame and fortune, but we want everything quick. And their story actually took, you know, a process and a time for them to get together, and they were actually knowing each other from the way that they wrote, and I think that's an awesome thing, and that's why I get goosebumps every time I read this story, you know, about how two people that don't even know each other, but through the power of their words, that they can be connected together. So I will ask that you take the opportunity, if you can, to send out some cards this holiday season to people that mean a lot to you, people that are, you know, and they may not even be far away, and all it's going to cost you is a stamp. You know, just make their day, make them feel good, because love is in the air. And during the holiday season, it seems like, you know, the nights are colder, so it gives you an opportunity to snuggle up, and if you have a fireplace, and light a fire, and get a good book to read, and even if you don't have a significant other, to love on yourself, because that's the first love that you should have after God, is your self-love, loving you and spending the time with you and getting to know who you are as you go into this new year. I am excited that I'm able to come to you and share just a few of my thoughts tonight on love, you know. I watch my family as we go into this holiday season and how excited they are. And I look on Facebook and I listen and I hear and I read and I see all the wonderful things that people are saying and all the love that they're sharing. And I, as I go out into the community, I watch people's faces as they get out and in the hustle and bustle with the shopping and whatever they're doing, and just seeing the smiles on their faces, I know that something wonderful is going to happen in the days to come, even in the celebration of Christ. I also know that the way that I think about things and the way that I see things, I'm expecting great things to happen. And I hope that you are too. I know that family is important, and I want you to take this opportunity to share some love with a loved one, to a family member, a lost family member, somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. So I've given you two assignments, actually three. One, to love your significant other, husbands and partners. The other, to love yourself. And then third, to love one of family members, people that you haven't seen in a while. If you can't send a card, pick up the phone and just call them, you know, and just let them know that you are thinking about them. And as we rise each and every day that the Lord breathes breath into our bodies, give love to Him as well. Because without our Lord and Savior, we wouldn't be able to do anything that we do. I am forever, ever grateful that I'm able to share the things that I feel are important to me and to others. And as I walk this life and as I'm awakened each day to a new gorgeous day, I know that there are things around me that are new and exciting, and I don't want to miss anything. I've actually been pursuing something new in my endeavors. I've started taking photos wherever I go, and there are nothing major, nothing exciting. Just driving down the street and I see a beautiful tree or a plant, and I'm taking that because I get to enjoy it later and to fully enjoy the beauty of things and to actually love what I do. And everybody that has been following my program know what I'm all about, and if you haven't gotten to know me yet, and that's okay because you'll get the opportunity as you continue to listen to the show and really get to figure out who I am, and in the process, maybe it will spark an interest in you. And if you're doing something new and you want to share that with me, please do so by sending me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. That's icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can call in. We have three more minutes, and I might miss you tonight, but 1-347-826-7543. If you're in the archives, you can contact me after the show at 757-567-6734. You know, I observe everything around me now. I am looking, and I guess as we get older, we look at things differently. We have a new hope and a new dream and a new way of looking at things and a new way of exploring things, and I'm really, really excited about that, and I wanted to share that with you tonight. So I hope that you enjoyed the poem. I hope that you enjoyed listening to the show, and that you will take to heart what I've asked you to do. And if you can, and if you can't, it's okay. You'll get to that moment when you'll want to do that, but you'll still be able to hear my voice. And in the back of, and if you keep it on the back burner, you'll still be able to hear what I'm talking about and extend some of that love to somebody. This is a wonderful time to be alive. I would not change a thing about my life at this point. No, it's not perfect, but you know I'm here. I'm able to do the things that I love to do. I'm able to share with people. I'm able to explore new adventures like photography and just enjoy my life. As we get older, as I keep saying, I just see things differently, and I'm expecting great things to happen. And I hope something great will happen for you this week, this weekend, before Christmas, during Christmas, or after Christmas, and just let me know about it, because we have to let people know when good things happen to us. It's not always about the bad things. We have to know when we're celebrating things. And I love my friends on Facebook when they tell me they're having an anniversary or they're celebrating their birthday. And then even if they're just my Facebook friends and I really don't know them, I get the opportunity to share in somebody's life. And it's just, if it's no more than to say, congratulations or happy anniversary or happy birthday or if they have a new baby, and we can encourage them, because our life does not begin and end just in our household or on our jobs. We have so many other people that we can reach out to and help and put a smile on their face. So thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I hope you have enjoyed the show tonight. I am immensely, immensely grateful that I have the opportunity to share with you. I hope you enjoyed the poem. And just think about everything that I said tonight. And you can play it over again if you like, and that makes me happy too. And just go on and do something different, make a difference in somebody's life. So I will be back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I wish that you have a wonderful and blessed evening, and continue to listen to the show. Continue to send your comments and your letters and your emails to me. I look forward to them. I'm expecting great things to happen, and I hope that you're expecting something great to happen too. I love you, and I will be back on the air next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women. And if you would like to know more about the organization, just shoot me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. Good night, and God bless.